Listening to Radio Woking.
And let's have a catch up with all things weather related. Our friend Simon is on the line. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John Andrews.
Good Hi, morning. Everyone. Good morning. How are you, Simon, first of all, this morning?
I'm fine. I've done a walk yesterday on the Bay State Canal up to Aldershot with my carer. We had a lovely slow walk. He didn't go as fast as me. I go quite far.
Do you know what? I was on the Basingstoke Canal walking as well. Not as far as that, but walked up to St John's, and then we got a bus back down to Woking, and then walked a bit around the Woking town centre. And I was showing a friend of mine all the statues in the town centre. They're quite interesting when you get up close, those statues that we have around town of the people.
I'm not a fan of them very much. So
are you not?
I find them a bit creepy.
No, they are a bit creepy.
Quite creepy, especially in the at night time. I think it's a person. I walk up and I go, oh. It's not a person.
I've walked into them.
Especially, I just think it's a person.
The one outside Christchurch, I find myself walking into that quite a lot. But one that I found interesting, in just as like Marks and Spencer's, you've got the couple, the two statues, the man and the woman, sort of facing each other, and they look like having some sort of argument. That's quite interesting. Yeah. Oh, it's a very interesting thing, isn't it?
Indeed.
So what have you been up to this week then, Si?
Well, what have I been up to? Well, I went for a run, it's called a run to Farnborough a few days ago. Went up to Farnborough train station from where it was apart. So I ran all the way up there on the canal, which is quite nice. I went to the ITFI thing, So Hills Race Show.
Yeah.
That's a show I did every Friday with James and Sparky and you name it, Murray, every Friday, which is a good show to listen to. And, that's basically what I've been doing this week mostly. I'm working at the cemetery as well, and that's it.
Oh, say that's it. You're keeping very busy. Lots of walking. I did 20,000 steps when I was walking yesterday, so that's pretty impressive. I was a bit knackered yesterday evening. But, so weather-wise, it felt quite nice this morning. Maybe a little bit chilly. I did try and have a barbecue at mine yesterday, and it got a bit cold, so I had to abandon that. But,
Oh, God, you brave man. I thought, have a barbecue now. I'd have it May.
I know. Do you know what? The weather looked so nice. I thought, do you know what? We're going to get the barbecue out, but it ended up being a catalogue of disasters because the charcoal got those bags that you light, and it kind of does that. I'd left them in the shed, they got a bit soggy, so it took a while to get them to light, and then they kept going out, and then everyone got cold, so we just went inside and took the food inside and finished it off that way. So maybe a little bit too early, but I thought, I'll give it a go to see if the barbecue stood up for the winter months being stuck in the garden, and it worked okay to an extent, anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so the weather then this morning, I can see a few clouds in the sky above the, on my window talking computer. What's the weather doing at the moment then?
Well, it's been very unsettled this week. I got some videos of some thunderstorms around Woking Town, literally to the east of Woking Town a few days ago, which is quite enlightening. And I cycled through a very massive score line along the horizon, supercell wall cloud, which brought tornadoes across the Midlands and brought a hailstone shower, which literally dropped 2%. I literally survived it. I was literally cycling to work. I was shouting all these dog owners, take shelter, run to the bridges. And they went, what hailstone shower? And the next minute it came down. And literally, I think they regretted walking their dogs that morning. They should have looked at my forecast. They didn't look.
Hailstones, if you get caught, I got caught in a shower on Monday. You know, the latter part of Monday was all right. But actually in the morning, first thing, there was a massive storm and it was rain and I got caught in it. But when you get hailstones, they can be quite painful, can't they?
Yeah, lucky I was wearing a helmet. I took shelter behind this hedge. I got off the road onto the pavement. I literally had to stop. I just couldn't believe it. I was just stunned. I knew it was going to happen. Well, I had no choice. I have to go to work. I thought, I've got to get to work. I mean, the thing is, you see a forecast. It sometimes doesn't go to plan, John. You could say, I'm not going to be into work today. I'll be delayed. There's going to be a house no shower. And it not even happen. So I can't. I can't guarantee it. I've got to go in.
Yeah.
If it happens, you get caught in it.
Life has to carry on, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay, so for today, for the rest of today, I mean, what can we expect for the weather?
What can we expect for the weather today? Well, it'll be very nice and sunny. Very cold northwesterly wind today. Well, northeasterly wind, about 9 miles per hour. The weather looks pretty chilly, below average for the time of year. It should be about 16, 17 Celsius time of year. So we are talking below average temperatures next week. And it'll be unsettled with showers next week, April showers. and very wet weather. I know I wouldn't be surprised some of these showers, we get a bit of high convection maybe, and we get some terrible thunderstorms. Hopefully no super war clouds again. And then the way the weather's going these days with the warmer climate, and the weather is definitely mutating to new levels of unusual weather conditions. We just could see more extreme weather conditions we don't usually get across the Northern Hemisphere, around the UK and across Europe as well. Okay. And there are places in the world globally that are getting tornadoes, which ain't normal to have tornadoes. And the severity of a rainstorm we saw in Dubai earlier this week was quite bad. That's going to be on the increase as well, and those parts of the world, which they're not used to having those sort of heavy rainstorms.
And there was an earthquake in the UK as well, I believe. Was it yesterday?
Oh, was there?
Yes, there was. I think it was around Derbyshire somewhere. I think it was 2.5 measured on the Richter scale.
Not surprised. Yeah, so, I think I was talking to someone about earthquakes a few days ago, saying they do happen in the UK, and they couldn't believe. Like, my uncle's in one in the Midlands a long time ago, and they do happen. They just we're on a very quiet tectonic plate in the UK, not only lively one, but they do happen. You just don't notice them. Well, you do notice them. They happen overnight on average, usually, and depends where you are in the UK.
That must be quite a scary experience. I mean, people reporting, you know, for an earthquake, you know, things start shaking on their shelves, and it just feels a bit unsettling.
Well, it's a bit like the tornado that happened in the Midlands in 2005, and no one knew it was going to happen. It was dark cloud. It was a very black cloud, and it's just caught off by surprise. We do get events in the UK, which you just don't think happen in the UK. They do happen, these things. We just ain't structured for these sort of events, John Andrews. That's the problem.
No, this is the thing. It's sort of the changing climate and trying to be prepared for what nature throws at us. But the London Marathon, of course, today, I know that you do lots of walking. You've probably walked more than 26.5 miles in your time, one go. So, I mean, what advice would you think the weather... Do you think it's a good day for people taking part in the marathon? Do you think it's the weather conditions ideal?
I think it's very ideal. As long as you wear a fleece or jumper and keep it on, you can unzip it as you're running, and plenty of bottles of water. Plus, do your warm-up before you start running. Always do your warm-up before you do a run. Stretch your muscles out, and then you should be all right, and just go for it and have a good one and enjoy it, because marathons, I love doing marathons, they're quite fun. 4 or 5 hours I like to run for, or so I like to do. I can probably do half a marathon, or more. I could do more than half a marathon, I could do two marathons in one day, literally, John Andrews, but it's fun, it's quite relaxing. You will feel tired for about 2 or 3 days, just to warn you, if you are doing it. You will recover, and then you'll be back to normal, and you'll drain a lot of energy out of you, but it is worth it, and it is fun, and it is quite exhilarating, and you get to do it, like, wow, I've done it, and you go, wow.
Have you ever done a marathon yourself, then, like an official marathon?
No, I won't do it public-wise, because I can't time the toilet too well. And
okay, that's a bit of an issue, isn't it, when you're on the marathon?
It is, yeah, that's why I like to just do it privately in the morning, on my own. I don't want to do it crowd walking, that mean people shouting, it makes me feel nervous, and I can't concentrate.
I can imagine, yeah.
So I just do it on my own, and I prefer to do it in the morning.
Yeah. No, I guess for people taking part in the marathon, it's the crowd cheering you on. I'm guessing that's just something I've never done anything like this myself, but I guess that's the sort of thing that will get you through, you know, the crowd giving you that encouragement.
Depends if you like crowds.
Well, yes, if you like crowds. Yeah.
I don't.
But you raise a really good point. Yeah, if you're running 26 miles and you're drinking lots of water and you need a toilet, what happens? I'm sure they thought of that. I'm sure they've got a plan in place for that.
Indeed, John.
Anyway. Yes.
Indeed.
Anyway, so what's happening on the YouTube channel at the moment then?
Well, I've got some videos from Japan. My parents are in it at the moment, so I've got the Japan train, which is called the Sonic, I can't pronounce it, and I've got other videos of the trains in the UK, of Southern Train arrival at Leatherhead train station, which is quite cool. I even got a video of Shane pulling a mug of hot water and it beeping off to warn him. That's Shane, you know, Shane.
Yes, Shay, yes. So this is because Shay's visually impaired, of course, so these are the gadgets he has to help him so he can live independently. Yeah.
I've got a video of him on my YouTube channel doing that. I've only got a video of us at the race station on Friday. I've even got a video of you name it, of the River Thames sewage problem, which is live, very extreme toxic climate change, River Thames. I've even got a video of me running along the Basingstoke Canal a few days ago, live supersonic run along the Basingstoke Canal. That's a good video to look at me, which should run in fast. And I've even got a video of me in a heavy rainstorm on, you name it, Monday and Tuesday afternoon. There's been a lot of heavy showers this week and thunderstorms. John, there's loads of that. I'm quite a busy bloke, mate. I've done a lot of stuff, literally.
You're always posting on there, so... you know, there's lots of people love what you do on YouTube. So, how do we find you if we're on YouTube?
Simon A.G. Evans.
Simon A.G. Evans. So, could do a search for that. And Simon, thanks as always for letting us know what's going on with the weather, having a chat. It's always nice to catch up, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, John. Cheers. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye, Simon. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Simon Evans. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube.